Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Lankford. I appreciate it. And I want to thank the witnesses for being here and testifying today. As a former software developer, I helped to develop company-wide disaster recovery plans, develop and execute them, all the different scenarios. So I have both experience and many thoughts on this matter, but we'll talk about cryptocurrency today. And so I want to talk a little bit about small business cybersecurity, because as the HISGAC majority staff report on ransomware and cryptocurrency outlines, all it takes is one ransomware attack to cause a small company, their business, was vulnerable to a cyber attack. Of course, many businesses can't afford to adopt professional IT solutions, hire cybersecurity professionals, and actually they have a limited time to devote to cybersecurity as they focus on growing their companies. So to help small business manage cyber risk, Senator Cornyn and I introduced the Improving Cybersecurity of Small Entities Act. This is bipartisan legislation to direct federal agencies to develop common sense cybersecurity recommendations, provide training for those small entities, including small businesses. And this legislation passed this committee in February, and hopefully it would tell people the importance of offsite backups and how they use their journals, all kinds of things like that. Of course, we know that they need to recover. But ransomware, Mr. Siegel, how do the ransomware criminals, how do they choose their victims in the small business community? What are some of the trends that you're seeing? And in terms of tactics and techniques, what are they using specifically? Are they just going after the data? Are they going after modifying the programs with malware where backups may not be, restoring backups may not be as effective or effective at all?